It's been a good month for gun sales. Even before President Obama announced actions aimed at tightening controls on gun purchases, sales were up, partly in reaction to terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. Gun dealers say the president's initiatives have spurred sales. At the same time, polling shows more than two-thirds of Americans support the president's proposals, including a majority of gun owners. NPR's Greg Allen visited a gun show in Miami this weekend and has this report.
Hundreds of people were lined up when the gun show opened yesterday at the fairgrounds in Miami. It was mostly men, but there were quite a few women and even some kids. Winter is a busy time for gun sales in Florida, but this gun show was busier than usual.
It's got to be quick, man.
Like 30 seconds or so, because look at all the people we got here.
Will Reynolds owns Leadfeather Guns and Archery. He had several tables in the middle of the exhibition hall with an array of expensive-looking handguns.
We primarily just specialize in firearms. We love Sig Sauer. We carry a lot of those. We have the FNX Tacticals, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Walther, all the quality stuff.
Reynolds says he hasn't read through the president's proposals, but is leery some of the rules may put new burdens on federally licensed dealers like him. But Obama, he says, is good for business.
Anytime he seems like he talks about firearms, attendance goes up. Anytime that there's a mishap or an accident or something like San Bernardino, people are scared, petrified, and they want to protect themselves. At the same time, they feel like that they don't want to lose their rights.
Among President Obama's proposals this week were some aimed at closing what he called the gun show loophole. Right now at gun shows, federally licensed firearms dealers like Reynolds conduct background checks on all sales. But looking around the hall, Reynolds says there are many here selling guns with few questions asked.
There are people that are walking around here that can come in and pay the entry fee and sell 3, 5, 6, 10 guns if they want to. And they're not getting background checks. It happens right here. If you stand around long enough, you'll see people doing cash transactions on this floor today.
The president is proposing requiring many more people who sell guns to get federal licenses and conduct background checks. The rules still have to be written. The White House says they're not aimed at collectors, but notes that even a few transactions combined with other evidence may qualify someone as a dealer. Alfredo Del Portillo is a gun owner and collector who is walking around the hall with 3 semi-automatic rifles.
I'm selling a couple and always looking.
Del Portillo said the president's comments had created uncertainty now about how informal sales and trading can be conducted.
Some people are telling me that I got to go through a dealer right now. Other people are saying, no, not yet. Nobody seems to know. Who says who's a casual, occasional seller?
That's a question even more important to the hobbyists and collectors who pay $100 to rent a table and buy, sell, and trade at weekend gun shows. People like William McDowell.
Well, I've got an archery shop, but I do gun shows on the weekends. If we do sell a gun, by law right now, it's not required that we do a background check.
McDowell says his customers looking to buy, sell, or trade vintage firearms aren't the ones likely to cause trouble. But if required to do background checks, he says, he'll do them.
I don't have a problem with that.
Another collector, Ron Wires, said he's worried new federal regulations will make his hobby, trading and selling old guns and knives, a lot more expensive.
You take a private collector like me, I'm retired, I'm on Social Security, trying to make a couple bucks. If I have to get licensed, how do I do a background check? Then it's cost prohibitive. I can't even collect anymore.
You get 3 15-round magazines, adjustable back straps, and you get the...
With the high volume of sales at Miami's gun show yesterday, customers were lined up waiting for clerks on computers to complete their background checks. Checks that should take a few minutes were taking an hour or more. But it didn't seem to be hurting business. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.